God bless you. God bless you. I want to thank you so much for opening up this email on today. This is Bishop Barry and son, Prophet Elijah. And I want to tell you what God began to show me that is about to begin to take place in your life. The Lord began to speak to me about late last night. And I began to enter into a dream. And when I was in the dream, the Lord told me to contact you again. I wasn't sure why. I didn't understand it. But I just obeyed him. And as soon as I began to wake up this morning, God said, send them a prophetic word, because it seems like things have not been easy. Listen to me. The simple word that God gave me to give to you today is that this is not your season to quit. You must carry on. I don't know what you've been fighting with. I don't know what's been stopping you. I don't know what has been causing you to go through things in your life. But God spoke to me, it is not your season to quit. It is not your season to quit. I don't know what has been causing you to go through pain, causing you to go through heartache, causing you to go through tears, but God said, it is not your season to quit. Listen to me. I saw you there, and I begin to see an angel standing before you, beside you. And when the angel was standing beside you, the angel was trying to give you a warning that there is people in your camp that is causing you to go through what you are going through. When Jonah had entered onto the boat with the men begin to go through the storm because of Jonah. Let me tell you something. God said that Israel has disappointed me and has offended me, because one man had begun to take silver and stole silver from a Babylonian and begin to bury it and hide it under his tent. Let me tell you something. Anybody that is around you that is causing you to suffer, I break it. I break it. I break it. Listen to me. I don't know what you've been dealing with. I don't know what's been causing your heart to ache. I don't know what's been causing you to be sad. I don't know what's been causing you to go up and down. But if you are in a comfortable position today, I want you to step out of your comfortable position. I want you to get in an uncomfortable position. Because when you get in an uncomfortable place, you no longer can trust yourself. You have to start trusting God. And I want you to start trusting God and forget about yourself. Forget about your mom. Forget about your family. When you start trusting God, you are in an uncomfortable position and you can no longer decide what you got to do for yourself. You're sitting here. God says there's not a season to quit. You're in an uncomfortable position. You are trusting him, and you need to be exactly where you are in order to receive your breakthrough. Listen to me. There are 14 spots only today. I'm going only 14 spaces today because we have so many people that are calling in. There are 14 spaces, and I want to make one of them available to you. There are 14 spaces, and these 14 people are going to receive a phone call from one of the prophets, one of the team of the prophets, and the team of the prophets are going to begin to speak into your life. Some of you are asking, why do I need a one-on-one call from a prophet? Let me tell you why. Because not everyone's supposed to know your destiny and where you are going, because if they know where you are going, they can stop where you will be. Some of you need to understand that sometimes you are talking too much and the enemy knows your next step. That's why you're in trouble in the position you're in. I need you to step out with this $128.80 seed saying, prophet, I need a prophetic one-on-one from one of the prophets. I need a word that's going to shake my destiny. I've been tied up. I've been stuck. I've been lost. And when you come in, I want you to have three questions that you will ask the prophet. And say, they say that Prophet Elijah said, I can ask three questions. Quick. Listen, when you ask these questions, I don't want you to delay. What you do is say, this is the questions I have. I need these answered. And listen to me. When you step out with this 128.80, God's going to shift whatever you're doing. If you already did the 28.80, do 100. There are some of you that are there are some people when I was preaching last night that said, I can't do it. Listen, go for where you can go. I want you to step up with that 128.80. I want, if you can't do the 128.80, I want you to step up with that $28.60. I say, prophet, I'm believing today. I'm trusting you, prophet. I need a breakthrough. When you step out with this seed, I want you to say, God, take me global. God, take me global. Where my family could not go, I must go. Take me global.